This is the County Cricket Podcast for the 20th of July. Moeen Ali ended with match figures of 12 for 96 to hand Worcestershire a comprehensive 205-run victory on the third day at Old Trafford. The day had begun with the pairs on 9 without loss in their second innings, but they could make only 139 as Stephen Croft took 6 for 41 with his off-breaks. Departing Worcestershire batsman Vikram Solanke made 50 and was one of only four men to reach double figures for the visitors. This meant that Lancashire required 269 to win, and they never looked like reaching their target once veteran seamer Alan Richardson had dismissed both openers by the end of the seventh over. It was then over to Ali, who helped bowl the home side out for 63, with a little help from his fellow spinner, Sheikh Chowdhury, who took 2 for 16. For the second day in a row, there was no play at Trent Bridge, where Nottinghamshire and Surrey were meant to be playing, as heavy rain in the Midlands saturated the outfield. Durham slumped to 80 for 7 in their second innings after their bowlers had fought back to bowl 6 out for 231 on day 3 at Arundel. Michael Yardy and Ben Brown both made half centuries for the home side and added 69 for the 6th wicket, but Chris Rushworth and Callum Thorpe each ended with 4 wickets. In reply, Stephen Goffin quickly reduced Durham to 10 for 3 before skipper Paul Collingwood led a partial recovery and ended on 29 not out. Jeetan Patel took 7 for 75 to put Warwickshire in a strong position going to the final day against Somerset at Taunton. The second wicket partnership of 68 between Al Sapir and Nick Compton had begun to put the home side into a good position, but Sapir fell to Patel and Compton found little support from the rest of the middle order and finished on 73 not out as they were all out for 254. Warwickshire had earlier made 400 in their first innings and Alfonso Thomas finished with 6 wickets in the innings and closed on 66 for 3 in their second. In Division 2, Leicestershire closed on 142 for 5 in their second innings on the penultimate day against Gloucestershire at Cheltenham. Greg Smith and Michael Thornley had put on 66 the first wicket, but both fell in quick succession, and only Ramesh Sawan made a significant contribution thereafter. Earlier, James Fuller had made 57 to help Gloucestershire earn a 67-run first innings lead, as they were bowled out for 229. Geraint Jones hit 69 not out for Kent as they closed a truncated second day at Canterbury on 456 for 9 against Glamorgan. Jones shared useful signs of 35 with Matt Coles and 40 with Mark Davies before rain brought an early halt to proceedings. And there was no play on day 3 at Chesterfield where Derbyshire are taking on Yorkshire, or on day 2 at Chelmsford where Essex are entertaining Hampshire.